This is Ozarks at Large, and with me on his phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome to September.
Thank you. Welcome to the 100-degree weather in September.
Well, yeah, perhaps we're just in late August. Let's talk about building activity in the Fort Smith Metro. Building permits at least show us that values are up a bit. Help me understand what the latest numbers mean.
Well, the latest numbers show August showed a nice rebound. Now, year to date, it's not so good, but looking at August, building permit values for Fort Smith, Van Buren, and Greenwood were a little over 28 million, and that was up 4% over August 2018 numbers. So that was a good number. Now, year to date, though, the permit activity is 136 million. It's down just a little over 15% compared to the first 8 months or to the same period. So what we're seeing, you know, I mean, this is not a, it's not a good sign, frankly. I mean, building activity in any economy, even a metro economy, you know, it's a good sign of overall economic activity. I'm frankly surprised at this. I figured after, you know, the flood damage, the floods receded, that we would see a lot more activity related to housing repair, commercial building repair, that type of thing. But it just hasn't been as robust as I thought. So we'll see. You know, it's got 4 months. It's kind of rebound, but 15% gap is going to be hard to overcome.
Well, an event that is designed to get more economic flow into Fort Smith, the Invest Fort Smith Summit, is set for later this week. This is the second time it's been held. What happens with Invest Fort Smith?
They bring together, the purpose is to bring together everyone who has an interest. And the focus, of course, is downtown Fort Smith. But really, you know, they talk about development in a broad frame. You know, they bring together property owners, people, you know, investors, people with ideas, public officials, just try to get those all in the same place to talk about, you know, what's possible. You know, last year, one of the key discussions was moving forward, being more aggressive on truck traffic or, you know, traffic studies in downtown Fort Smith. And that has moved along quite a bit this year. I think that was propelled by that last year. And it convinced everybody that, yeah, you know, that we're all really of the same mind to do something. So let's do something. So that was one thing that came out of last year's event. This year, we'll have a little bit of an interesting twist. You're going to have four area mayors, mayors from Alma, Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren will be part of a panel discussion. And Talisha Richardson, who's head of 646 Downtown, which is a group sponsoring this September 19th event, she said she's brought them together because she wants people to know that they do work together and that, you know, sometimes you may not hear things going on, but it doesn't mean that there's not discussion going on behind the scenes to among these people to collaborate on regional economic development. So that'll probably be the interesting twist to this year's event.
Well, this isn't really a fair segue, but you talk about discussions behind the scenes. The Fort Smith City Board wants to have some executive sessions before the hiring of certain city administration officials, and this has rankled some. Of course, an executive session means you do it without the public or press present.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to pull this off. So just from the journalist and me standpoint, this is troubling. I mean, you know, executive session, you know, is really limited in terms of what you can talk about. Now they've added something in here that where they're going to talk about, you know, who they're going to hire. Well, that's not really part of what Arkansas law, that's not part of the framework in Arkansas law, what you can discuss in executive session. So that's problematic. The other issue is that, and this was a 4-3 vote. It's been very controversial, very contentious, even among board members. You've got some board members who say, look, we've hired a city administrator. That's part of his job. You know, if we're going to give him the responsibility and accountability to manage the city government for us, then we've got to give him in the authority. But you have other directors say, well, yeah, but we want to have a little bit of a say on these key department heads. They've had this before. They brought it up, you know, back in, I don't know, I think about 10 years ago. Yeah, a little more than 10 years ago. They brought it up and it was shot down and it was pretty contentious then. But this is just, unfortunately, a board of directors has decided that it wants to some degree, micromanage the city administrator. And another issue with this that people have raised, you know, if the city administrator leaves, good luck hiring a competent and, you know, aggressive, forward-thinking city administrator, because most folks aren't going to want to come to a job. Their key decisions are, you know, they've got people looking over their shoulders on key decisions like that. So that could be another problematic issue with this move by the board.
All right. You can read about all of these items and many others at talkbusiness.net. Finally, Mississippi, a 6.5-point favorite over the Arkansas Razorback Tackle Football Club Saturday night. What do you think?
Is it a tackle football club? I didn't think much of that.
You know, as soon as I said that, I knew that I had.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pick the upset. I'll take Arkansas over Mississippi.
Well, you're much more optimistic than I am. I think the Rebels, Bears, Sharks, whatever they are going to eke out a win.
All right, Michael Tilley talks with us most Fridays from his office in Fort Smith. Michael, thank you for your time.
All right, you're welcome, sir.